Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hi, Mr. Alberto. This is Lisa Shepherd. How are you?
Hi, Miss Lisa, I'm good. How are you?
All right. I was just calling to make sure everything was okay because I had spoke to the I had canceled that enrollment, and I want to make sure everything is okay on your end.
Okay, and were you able to also contact the county assistance office?
Well, no, they're not open until tomorrow. They close until Thursday. But I had called the Keystone First, and she looked in the state system. They could see the state system on their end, and everything is fine in the state system, she said.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me take a look at the information here in the system, okay? Please
Okay.
stay on the line.
All right.
Okay, Miss Lisa, thank you so much for waiting on the line.
Okay.
I was contacting the authorization representative because I on my end still see the placement discharge from Keystone First. So I'm asking the authorization department if there is something that needs to be updated here on the system for it to be normal. So I'm just going to wait like an hour until she replies to me and I will give you a call, okay, to let you know if everything is in order, okay?
Okay, let me ask you a question. So when the authorization come in, right, it's like so it's saying like where is it coming from? Like what do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like if it's an authorization, who is it coming from?
Well, they usually Keystone updates the authorization in the system, and we are able to see it. I see here the note that placement discharge from Keystone First. So what I'm asking is the authorization representative. I was trying to get in contact with her, but she was not available. To see if now that you were able to speak with Keystone, make sure that everything is in order, if the system needs to be updated for the authorization to continue without a problem.
Right, because when I got off the phone with Keystone, they said that they were I was never going to leave Keystone. I had just got a new and I'm not sure if y'all take that insurance. It was called Keystone First VIP Choice, and y'all Keystone First probably don't take that insurance, and I think that's what it was, because I remember when I originally signed up for this one, y'all only took certain insurance, so that's the only thing I could think it was. But being so, I canceled with them, and I called Keystone Choice. They said that, well, no, you're still with, I'm still with Keystone First Community Health Choice. I'm still with them. It's just I was going to get another insurance card for Advantage, for like for more Advantage stuff. So and I believe y'all didn't take that one because that was my first insurance. She said, once I enroll with them, that's going to be my first choice insurance card, and then Keystone Health Community Health Choice will be my secondary insurance. So I'm thinking y'all system picked that up, and probably seeing that y'all don't deal with that type of insurance. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not. I don't know. You know,
Yeah,
but
I think that that might be the reason. So I just explained that to the authorization representative. In like around an hour, she is going to get back to me with the
yeah,
response, okay?
okay, because Keystone First also said she did see it when she looked in the state insurance system. She seen it was going to be active as of December 1st, but then she also see that I had canceled it. It's in the system that I had canceled that particular insurance. So just keep me posted and let me know what's going on, Alberto,
Oh,
okay?
sure, I will. Oh,
Okay,
Miss
thank
Lisa,
you.
you're
I
welcome.
appreciate you.
You're
All
welcome.
right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.